A splash of noonday sun danced against the latticed window. Julia paused, plate in hand, as a spider escaping the sudden light spooled slowly downwards on its silvery thread. If it put so much as a leg into the downstairs chamber, Mama would kill it. Any stray crumb could pollute her work, she said. Any creature that fell into her carefully measured remedies could change the balance, turn good to ill. Things were apt to turn into their opposite without careful attention, Mama said, and Mama was always right. Fortune smiles on you today, little one, Julia thought. Mama is busy in the stillroom. The spider completed its acrobatic descent and was gone, spindly legs scuttling away across the windowsill and into the blue-black shadow behind the cheese press. Julia finished laying out the meal. Yesterday's bread, wedges from a round of hard, salty cheese, pickled olives and figs from Tuscolo. She called down the staircase. It's ready, Mama! It was their servant Maria's day off, so it was left to Julia today to make Mama eat, and today she was determined to make her listen. She cocked her head. No answer again. Mama often didn't hear, or pretended not to, when she was involved in her work. Julia tucked the stray wisps of hair back into her dark coiled braids, lifted her heavy skirts and hurried downstairs, heels clacking on the stone treads. The door was shut as usual. It seemed to her she'd been locked outside this door her entire life. Only when Mama was ready would she open it. She remembered the time when she was 8 years old, straying into the stillroom and lifting the end of a stopper to her nose to smell it. A stinging slap to the cheek. Never, never do that, Mama had shouted, whipping the stopper away with a gloved hand, with the stark warning, you could die. Since then, the door was locked until Mama deigned to open it, and she had accepted it as the way things had to be, even though she was quite old enough to know better than to meddle with Mama's work. Jerking her attention back to the present, she gave a double knock, louder than necessary. Perhaps she'd be able to make Mama listen this time. The door swung open, and Mama was there. Angry as a wasp, a pair of red-hot tongs in her hand and a lump of something black smoking in their jaws. She hated being disturbed. What? Julia put a hand to her nose. The heat and noxious smell of the stillroom had stopped her at the threshold. There was always something on the boil down here. Well, what is it that you must knock fit to wake the dead? Mama pulled down the gauze so only her slow black eyes were showing. The lower part of her face was covered so she did not breathe in the gases as she worked. It's ready, Julia said again. What? Food, Mama. You put it in your mouth and swallow it and it stops you from dying. Ha ha, less of that. I'm coming. What's the hurry? Nothing will spoil. I must wait until this dissolves. She pointed with the tongs to a small charred pan bubbling over the fire. I'm hungry, Julia said, even if you're not. She blew onto her upper lip. It's airless again down here. How can you bear it? Because if I don't finish this, neither of us can afford to eat, my dove, that's why. You should let me help you more. Mama dropped the smoking lump of matter into the pot. This is delicate and needs a slow and steady hand. Better I do it. And never fear, there'll be time enough for learning this when you've mastered the kitchen simples. They're mastered, Mama, and well you know it. I can make them blindfold, every single one. You promised you'd train me in the secret arts when I was 16. Then you changed your mind and said when I was 18. And still, even now, I'm waiting. Mama threw her a look that said, not that old argument. Julia watched her mother hang up the tongs, wash in the stone basin, wipe her hands, repeat the procedure, and examine her fingers minutely. Then she put her gloves back on and returned to ministering to the fire. Julia watched all this pother with barely disguised impatience. She was used to her excessive cleanliness, though today it made her want to scream.